En la W, un personaje en el mundo.
Bueno, quien fuera la portavoz de terrorismo e inteligencia financiera en el Departamento del Tesoro en Washington, ella es la señora Agar Chemaly. No sé si estoy diciendo bien el nombre, Ana. Y la primera pregunta es, ¿cuál es el origen de su nombre?
Good morning, Ms. Chemaly. I hope we're pronouncing your name right. And we want to begin by asking you, can you explain to us what is the origin of your last name? It gives us curiosity.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's a Lebanese last name. My family is Lebanese.
Es del Líbano, Julio. Su familia es del Líbano.
Agar Chemaly, Chemaly. Estados Unidos, la Unión Europea y el Reino Unido acordaron bloquear bancos rusos del sistema de mensajería financiera. Eso es lo que se llama el SWIFT. Para cualquier operación internacional, siempre nos van a pedir el SWIFT. Debemos dar ese código. ¿Cuál es el SWIFT de su banco? Sin eso, no hay una transacción, no hay una operación. La primera pregunta para nuestra amable invitada es, ¿estamos hablando de todos los bancos rusos o de algunos bancos rusos?
When we speak about this block towards the SWIFT system, are we speaking about the all of Russian banks or to specific Russian banks?
Well, so first, we didn't see the announcement yet. It hasn't come out yet, but what they said on Saturday was that it would be certain Russian financial institutions, which is important because if the United States and Europe were to cut all Russian financial institutions off from SWIFT, there would probably be a backlash on businesses, certainly in the United States and Europe, but also global gas markets around the world. So a lot of things would skyrocket, the price of gas, oil, the prices of iron and steel, things that Russia exports a lot. And so we don't know yet which financial institutions they're going to be announcing that will be cut off. But I, having been in Treasury when I worked on these sanctions, I can tell you they're probably analyzing which ones they can target to have an effect on those banks and on the Russian government while minimizing the backlash on the global market.
Julio, son algunos. No se ha hecho el anuncio oficial sobre qué bancos específicamente van a verse afectados, pero no van a hacer todo, por supuesto, para que no haya una afectación en Europa y en Estados Unidos por las exportaciones que tiene Rusia. Entonces nos dice que es muy importante para los Estados Unidos no afectar ciertos negocios y ciertos bancos. Cuando ella estaba en el Tesoro y por su experiencia nos puede contar que en este momento deberían estar analizando cuáles son esos bancos que ellos pueden sancionar para tener el menor efecto en los Estados Unidos y afectar en mayor medida al gobierno ruso. Así que, para contestar a su pregunta, no son todos, son algunos, y están analizando cuáles van a ser esos bancos.
¿Cuál es el plan B de Rusia? ¿Rusia podría acudir a otro código, como el chino, por ejemplo?
What's Russia's plan B? Could they, relay to another coding system like the Chinese one?
Apparently, they have been preparing some kind of alternate system. But the problem is, any time, in my experience working on sanctions a very long time, anytime any of these countries try to prepare alternate systems, like when Iran tried to prepare an alternate exchange system with Europe, it usually fails. And the reason for that is that most outside countries won't end up using those alternate systems. And so they can try to do that, but at the end of the day, the vast majority of financial institutions around the world use SWIFT, and almost all financial transactions use SWIFT as a messaging service. It's kind of like a WhatsApp for messaging, meaning, it's not that money goes through it, but the directions related to transactions, all the information for sourcing of who owns that money, what are the instructions for that money, that's what goes through SWIFT. And so not only are outside financial institutions unlikely to use a Russian one, but many may not even trust the Russian one. I don't even think it's relevant, honestly, because you see the reaction from around the world against what the Russian government is doing. Many businesses and private businesses and soccer teams even are boycotting the Russian government and taking their own steps to stop, to end business, even if they are not required. And so I think that when you see these global market forces unleashed on the Russian government, no matter what alternative system Russia sets up, it really, I very much doubt it will take off at all.
Aparentemente se están preparando con sistemas paralelos con otros países, de pronto China, como usted lo mencionaba, pero ella nos cuenta que a lo mejor no sea efectivo. Eso pasó con Irán, por ejemplo, cuando preparó un sistema de intercambio alternativo en Europa, pero fracasó porque esos países externos no lo usan. Pueden tratar de hacerlo, pero al final del día no va a haber confianza en ese sistema paralelo ruso que puede crear y pues la gente no lo utilice. Entonces pueda que no sea relevante. También nos dice que hay una reacción muy grande en contra de Rusia por todo lo que está pasando. Muchos negocios están boicoteando, al igual que equipos de fútbol, y están atacando básicamente pues estos negocios rusos. Entonces no cree que este sistema paralelo tenga ningún éxito cuando se ve esta fuerza global tan grande en contra de Rusia.
Quiero volver al tema de algunos bancos y no todos los bancos. ¿Estaría Europa realmente preparada para un SWIFT total con Rusia, insistiendo en el tema del gas, especialmente para Alemania, o se va a tener que dejar así y que no podrían finalmente entrar todos los bancos?
Going back to this subject about just having some Russian banks and not all the banks due to the backlash, could Europe really withstand a complete sanction to all Russian banks, specifically considering the subject of gas, oil? Could Europe really be able to deal with a blockage like that to all Russian banks, or is it always going to have to be certain Russian banks and not all of them?
Well, like I said, we don't know yet which Russian financial institutions they're going to be targeting, but I can guarantee you that they're going to be crafted in a way so that not all of the oil and gas will be cut off. Because to do that overnight takes time. The Europeans would have to find another source. They would have to set up the infrastructure to be able to bring in other oil and gas. But also, when we in the United States imposed the Iran sanctions against oil specifically, they were crafted in a very creative, very deliberate, very surgical way so that Iran could continue selling its oil, but that it wouldn't be able to benefit from the proceeds of those sales. So without knowing fully how those sanctions are going to come out, whatever comes out, I can guarantee you, will be very deliberate and targeted, and in a way to minimize the blowback on the question of European imports of oil and gas in particular. Because as you mentioned, they import 40% of their oil and gas from Russia. So they don't want to cause gas prices around the world to skyrocket. But we don't know yet how they're going to do it. We only know that they're going to be very, very targeted. And that is the point of these sanctions in general. They're meant to be very, as much as possible, the intended target and minimize the collateral damage.
No se sabe, como nos decía anteriormente, cuáles son los bancos que van a sancionar, cuáles bancos se van a ver afectados, porque pues por supuesto que Europa importa el petróleo y gas de Rusia y pues reemplazarlo por otra fuente toma tiempo. Nos pone el ejemplo de nuevo de los Estados Unidos cuando sancionó a Irán, siguieron vendiendo petróleo, pero tomaron ciertas medidas para que ellos no pudieran beneficiarse del todo de esas ganancias. Entonces no se sabe específicamente cómo van a operar las sanciones, pero lo que va a salir es algo bastante específico, bien pensado, porque pues importa Europa de Rusia el 80% del gas y petróleo, y pues no quieren que ese precio aumente de una manera exorbitante. Entonces hay que esperar a ver de qué manera se va a hacer. Sin duda va a ser bien pensado para evitar lo mayor posible el daño colateral.
Señora Kemaly, usted ha dicho recientemente que las sanciones de Estados Unidos a Rusia podrían haber sido un poco más fuertes. En otras palabras, ¿cree que estas sanciones son o no son suficientes para hacer cambiar la decisión de Vladimir Putin?
You said recently that the sanctions from the U.S. towards Russia could have been perhaps a little stronger. Does this mean that you believe that the sanctions are not strong enough?
No, I believe, and I'm sorry, this is going to have to be my last question. When I said that was the very first day, that was about a week ago. The sanctions since that point have just been unbelievable, and they're unprecedented actually now in their strength. So what you're talking about really was over a week ago. And the reason they're so strong now is because, first of all, or the reason I say they're unprecedented is because you have, first of all, how fast they came, how quickly they went through the tough measures that Treasury usually uses against in situations like this. But also, Russia's so well integrated into the international financial system, right? They are an active trading partner with countries all over the world. They export hundreds of billions of dollars of worth of their natural resources and goods. And so it's a country that is, when you have that, when they sell that much and when they are that well integrated into the international financial system and they have their reserves abroad, these sanctions are going to hit very, very hard. So please don't mistake me. The sanctions now are, for the last few rounds that they had after the first round, are really extremely tough.
Well, thank you so much for having me. Thank you for your time. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, sure. Sorry, I have to run. I'm sorry.
No worries.
Okay, bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bueno, dijo que estas sanciones no tienen precedentes porque son muy fuertes, se implementaron de manera muy rápida y estas medidas que implementa el Tesoro de los Estados Unidos tan severas, pues por lo general toman un poco más de tiempo. Y también le sorprende porque Rusia está muy integrado al sistema financiero internacional, vende muchísimo internacionalmente y al estar tan integrados, pues obviamente la afectación que van a tener internamente es muy grande. Las sanciones van a golpear muy fuerte a Rusia y por eso ella cree que esto no tiene precedente alguno.